The Zen master of basketball is leaving the NBA again, and this time he says it's for good. Phil Jackson, the famously iconoclastic coach of the Los Angeles Lakers and before that the Chicago Bulls, says he is retiring. The Lakers were swept from the championship series by the Dallas Mavericks, losing last night by a whopping 122-86. Here's Coach Jackson after last night's defeat.
This has been a wonderful run. You know, I go out with a sour note after being fined $35,000 this morning by the league, so that's not fun, and you know, feeling like I've been chased down the freeway by them. But as Richard Nixon says, you won't be able to kick this guy around anymore.
Jackson was fined for complaints he made about officiating in the series. Well, Jack McCallum of Sports Illustrated joins me to talk about Phil Jackson's legacy. And Jack, you've followed Phil Jackson for his entire NBA coaching career through those unprecedented 11 NBA championship titles. Any question for you that he retires as the best coach in the history of the NBA, bar none?
I think you have to give him that, Melissa. I mean, he won. The idea of this thing is to win championships. You hear it all the time. And he won 11, which is two more than anyone. He won it with two different franchises, and he won it with three of the strongest personalities ever to play the game: Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan. It's no accident how great he was. If you add all those things together, you come out with the greatest coach there ever was.
Now, Phil Jackson has left basketball twice before. Do you take him at his word this time that he's gone for good?
I do, but he kind of always dangled the idea that he could be an executive. Mm. I mean, why wouldn't you want this guy to run your team? I mean, he looks good in a suit now. He's traded in his flannel shirt and his jeans for a suit. I could see him coming back in the capacity of an executive.
Now, the Mavericks coach, Rick Carlisle, said that Phil Jackson would go to Montana and meditate and smoke peyote or whatever he does there. These are his words. And then get bored and come back. And I want to play what Phil Jackson said about that last night after the game.
Well, first of all, you don't smoke peyote. That's one thing you know.
Now, Jack McCallum, when we call Phil Jackson an iconoclast, that includes psychedelic drugs, meditation, Native American spiritual healing. That's all part of who this guy is, right?
No question. And he was such a maverick that he wrote a book called Maverick after his playing days were over. And in there, he, as I put it, gave a guide on kind of how not to have a future in basketball. Among the things he said was he could not coach an NBA team because of the number of egos on a team. So you never really take anybody at their word. Will Phil become bored is a good question. I mean, in one respect, he's less likely to become bored than any other coach who ever lived because he has so many other interests. But I have seen countless times it is hard to give up that roar of the crowd. This is a competitive guy. The idea that he would get maybe not bored, but the idea that he would miss the action and come back, I find that entirely possible.
How much a part of Phil Jackson's success as a coach do you think is due to his psychological understanding of the game and the players?
I think a lot of it, because at the end of the day with a basketball team, your job is to get in tune with the main guys. You got to get Jordan on your side. You got to get Kobe and Shaq on your side. That's what Phil was always able to do. And part of the reason he did that was not because he was a great basketball coach. It was because they respected him as a human being. They felt, hey, man, we're with the smartest guy in the room when we're with Phil Jackson. You don't get to achieve what he did by, you know, handing your players books and talking about Native American philosophy. You get it by being a great basketball coach, and he certainly was.
Jack McCallum, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Jack McCallum of Sports Illustrated talking about the retirement of Los Angeles Lakers coach Phil Jackson.